Welcome to today's program, The Beauty of Grace, and I'm Pastor Pete Norris of Harvest Fellowship Church, Goldsboro, North Carolina. And we've been talking this week about living in victory. If there's ever been a time that the believers need to speak the word, confess that word, talk that word, let everything that comes out of our mouth be the word, everything that comes out of our thought pattern, let it be the word. We need to renew this mind with the word of God. Romans 12 and 2, be ye not conformed to this world, be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Now Proverbs 23:7 says, whatever a man thinketh in his heart, that's what that man is. But if you go look up that word in the actual Hebrew, it is the word for the mind. It is the word for whatever a man thinks in his mind is exactly, it's the psuche. Whatever a man thinks, the psycho, whatever the man thinks in his mind, that's what you're going to be. What do you think of yourself? How do you see yourself? Well, let's start reading a little bit and see what Jesus says about us. You know, the Bible says in Romans 8:37, when Paul was writing to the Roman church, he said, yet in all these things we are more than conquerors. We're more than conquerors, not just conquerors. We're more than conquerors through him who loved us. Now, conquer in the Greek means to vanish beyond, surpassing victory. You've not just won this race 1-0. You've won the race surpassing victory. In other words, you're already in victory before you ever get started. You don't even have to play the game. You just got to follow out and maintain what Jesus obtained in his finished work. In other words, He's defeated the devil. He's given you your healing. He's given you your prosperity. He's given you victory. He's given you favor. And he said that now, yet in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. He's given us surpassing victory. Now, let's look at 1 Corinthians 15:57 in the Amplified. But thanks be to God who gives us the victory, making us conquerors through our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, the word victory here means to utterly vanish one's foes. In other words, he's defeated the devil so you and I could live in complete, absolute victory, beyond, not surpassing victory, not just winning, actually obliterating everything that the enemy wants to send into your life because he's been defeated. Now watch this. He who sins is of the devil, for the devil has sinned from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. So we see that Jesus has conquered and destroyed. The word destroyed there is the word aluo in the Greek. It means to loosen us from the powers or the claws or deceptions of the devil. He's been defeated. Now, if you'll go back over to John 16:33, this will line right up with a beautiful picture of victory that you and I are living in. We're already doing the victory lap on the earth because we've already won the race. Look what he said in John 16:33 in the Amplified. I have told you these things so that in me you may have perfect peace and perfect confidence. In the world you have tribulation and you have trials, you have distress and you have frustrations. But be of good cheer, take courage, be confident. For I have overcome the world. I have deprived the world to harm you and have conquered it for you. So the enemy has no power over us, guys, because he has been conquered. He has been defeated. What did he say over here? That he has destroyed the works of the devil. Why? Because me and you have the victory. We're living in a constant place of victory. We're not trying to fight for the victory. We're living in a constant place of victory, and victory is ours. Now we can see something that's very powerful here in 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 3 and 4, and it says this: as his divine power has given unto us all things. We had all things. Remember a while ago in 1 John chapter 2 verse 20? He said the Holy Spirit's been sent and the unction of the anointing of God has been sent that you'll know all things. Now he's given us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of him who called us by glory and virtue, by which have been given to us exceedingly great and precious promises, that through these you may be partakers of his divine nature. How many of you know that we have his divine nature now? We're not even supposed to think the way we used to think, because the Bible said in 1 Corinthians 2:16 that you and I have the mind of Christ. We are living in absolute victory. No weapon formed against us can prosper, and everything that tries to rise up against us has got to come down. Why? Because we are victorious. We are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus. We He who gives us the victory, making us conquerors through our Lord Jesus Christ. And then he defeated the devil. And the Bible said the Son of God was manifested that he might destroy the works of the devil. So the purpose of the Son of God was manifested to do what? To destroy the works of the devil. You and I are living in victory. Get this. Maybe you're discouraged today. Maybe you're downtrodden. Maybe you're frustrated today. I want to bring you, he said, in the world you're going to have these things, guys. In the world you're going to have some disappointments. You're going to have some tribulations. You're going to have some trials. You're going to have some distresses and frustrations. But be of good courage, for I have deprived the enemy of his power to harm you, and I have conquered an enemy for you. In other words, sin and death has been defeated because you and I are living in victory because of Jesus Christ. What a wonderful revelation. You be encouraged today, and remember, that's the beauty of grace.